This is the base sectional. We're jumping in and during suffs. Keep marching. So can we do "and remember" one more time on page 6 so we can practice that rhythm? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. One, two, three, four, five, six, one, like that. Those are a little bit longer than we all want to make them. That's good. Can we look at the next part? You all come back in on "the gains will feel small and the losses too large." Can we try that together? This is the bottom of page 7, right? Yeah, here we go. Ready, go. "Gains will feel small and the losses too large. Keep marching. Keep marching." I'm sorry. "Keep marching. You'll rarely agree with whoever's in charge. Keep marching. Keep marching, 'cause your..." And then, "ancestors are all the proof you need that progress is possible, not guaranteed. It will only be made if we keep marching." And then you get a little coffee break for 2 beats. Okay?
Repeat that.
Let's try it again. Yes?
Are all bases singing all the way through this?
All the bases are singing what we just did. Yes.
So to the bottom of page 9 then?
Yes, the solo part there indicates just the top line. So you're just going to go, "It will only be made if we keep marching." And you're going to sing that bass part. It's labeled as 3 low voices.
It's low voices.
Right, 3 low voices is what you're going to sing. And so you're going to go, "It will only be made if we keep marching. Rest, rest." And then you're going to do... That's interesting. I played it wrong, that's why. Played "Autumn Leaves" instead. So we get "Keep marching on." Again, a low bass moment after that. Can we try that? This is the end of our page 9. "Keep marching on," like that. Ready, go. "Keep marching on." And then again in a new key. "Keep marching on." Then we end. Now basses, one of the things that's happening here is that you're reading treble clef down an octave. So if this looks really weird and confusing to you, it's not your fault. So the first one, this is the bottom of page 9, sounds like this. And this will all be on your practice. It is on your practice album. So the first one, bottom of page 9, at the very end, sounds like, "Keep marching on." And then you're going to go, "Keep marching on. The world can be changed." Yeah? Okay. Let's try it, and we'll see if we can make that happen. So this is the bottom of page 9 at the very end. Ready, go. "Keep marching on." Rest, rest. Higher key. "On, the world can be changed." And rest, and then you go, "Keep marching on." Sorry. On. Yeah, that was right. And then on. Bang down the door and keep. And then keep marching on. History sound the alarm of how the future demands that we... Sorry, turning my pages. Fight for it now. What that sounds like. I'm actually... is anybody an expert on your practice track yet?
No.
No. I'm wondering, I've been studying all these parts when I made all the changes. I'm just wondering, that doesn't feel like the bass part I sang.
Also, it doesn't sound like what's on the practice track.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I did the solo line. Is that what I did? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I just know that this is different than what.
Right. It's only in this one spot, I think. Anyway, it should only be in this one spot, like page 10. I'm going to listen to that and see basses. Yeah. Sorry. I'll have to listen and see exactly what I put on there and then make a decision about whether we're going to go with what's on the practice track or what's written on this attachment. So anyway, what I just did and recorded is what's written, what I wrote in your music as the baseline. I'm going to do that one more time just so you have it. And then whatever is correct, I will take a listen to and we'll try to figure that out. So again, this is what's written as the bass part in that PDF. This is page 10. So it goes at the top. It goes, keep marching on, the world can be changed. Keep marching on, bang down the door and keep marching on. History sound the alarm of how the future demands that we fight for it now. It will only be ours if we keep marching, keep marching, keep marching on. And then we do, so that's what I wrote as your bass part. And I'm gonna reconcile that for you. So stay tuned in Friday's News and Notes for an update, okay?
Sorry. All, that include that?
Say that again?
Yes. All, that include that.
Second system, page 12.
Page 12, second system. So you're supposed to sing on the last measure where it says all. Yeah, that's where we're gonna go now. So this part is definitely right on the recording. So this is the come on, keep marching at the end. And this is how it sounds. It goes, right, this is for everybody. And you're always gonna sing the low part, right? Basses, we're gonna go, come on, keep marching, marching, marching. 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 Right. And that thing that says optional bottom note is where many of you can sing. I think it would make sense to have most of us there. Keep marching on. If some of you wanted to do keep marching on, that would be fine too, like maybe baritones. Who's a bass one? Who's a baritone? Yeah. So that very end part is not what's on your track. But you could go, keep marching on, and add a nice little extra harmony to that, baritones, if you're up for it. So if you're doing the baritone part, it would be at the end. Come on, keep marching, 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 keep marching on. That would be baritone. And the bass part. Come on, keep marching, 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 keep marching on. Does that make sense? Can we try that, those two parts together? This is, if you're counting measures, this is measure 103. So we're all together until the very last keep marching on. Ready, go. Come on, keep marching, marching, marching. Harmony. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Does that make sense? Okay, so that last page is in doubt because of me. I'm gonna try to figure out exactly what that is. But other than that, the rest of everything we did right now is good, and we'll keep it. Does that sound good? Questions?
Still going to be tricky, both the counting and the...
Oh, yeah. This one is one, I think I've mentioned this in rehearsal, this one is one that the more we can get out of our music, and I trust me, I realize that's tricky. The more we can get out of our music, the better off we'll be. This won't help you too much as we go on. Yeah. Okay? Very good. Thank you, everybody. Next, can we take a look at... So we're actually going to jump ahead a little bit because Honor the Dark is a choose your own adventure, right?
Yep.
Okay, and you have all the parts sort of laid out in the practice tracks with Katie helping us through some of that. So you can pick the one and put it in your octave. Octave does not matter, I think, for basically anything. What do you, let me ask it this way. I'm going to go down in order. Have you all chosen a part? Has anybody not chosen a part? If it's okay, you won't get in trouble. Fine. Who's singing the top line? Anybody? I'm just going down in order. So let's just wave, just raise your hand. In Honor of the Dark, page 14. If you're singing the top line, can you wave? That makes sense. It's fine. If you're singing line two, can you wave? Fine. That this is As the Butterfly Slips Free, yeah? Good. If you're singing, yeah, so like that one, like, it's totally fine to be here. Right? You don't have to be singing like a soprano. Yeah, I just want to make sure that's clear. Who's singing the third line? Fourth line? Fine. Fifth line? Yeah, this is As the Butterfly. Right, that one. And that range, is that okay? It'll probably get pretty low if you do bum, ba dum, bum, bum. It might be okay. Down there? Yeah, okay, that's fine. Who's singing line six? Honor the darkness. Nice. Honor the darkness. Fine, good. And line seven? Good, and line eight. It says bass melody, right? So it's kind of hard to steer away from that. That's great. So most of you who sing that just in that register is fine. Okay, so that's great. We'll work on that a little bit more as we go on. And but for right now, can you flip ahead to page 26 for Love is Like a Butterfly? And I'm going to ask you a similar what did you choose self-adventure question about this one. So the best choices for basses here on page 26 are probably voice three, which is the lower part where they're together, or voice one, which is the melody. Right? If anybody feels strongly about doing voice two, we can talk about it. Who's doing the melody? Who's doing voice one? Great. And who's doing voice three, the sort of like lowerish bass part? Good. Did anybody want to do voice two? Great. So let's practice those two. Could we do the melody people together? Ready, two, ready, and go. Love is like a butterfly, as soft as a trickiest thing about this the words?
Is the what?
Is the trickiest thing the words or is it the tune? Yeah, maybe. We don't know. Let's do it again. And then you tell me. Love is like... I'm going to sing with you instead of play because I think I'll be more helpful. Can we try? Two, ready, and go. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
Nice. Can we try the voice? Yeah. So I guess I'm getting confused. So you're singing all the parts, so voice one and two and three. So I'm looking at this, and I thought two and three was... Love is like...
It is, yes. That was just voice one. Now we're going to do voice two.
Okay.
And it's in, you can choose which one. Yeah. Are you singing, it's okay, are you singing voice...
I was singing three, so I was...
Right, perfect. You weren't represented that time. Yes, yes, got it. Okay, great. So here's voice three, let's try. Ready? Voice three people, ready, go.
Love is like a...
Good. And the biggest thing for voice three people is to go like it's sad and get all the way down this low note because the melody will go like this. And we want to go like it's sad and we jump down sooner. So basses doing this can really help with that. Can you do like it's satin wings one more time? Voice three, ready, go. Like it's satin wings. Nice. And melody.
Love is like
Exactly, and same thing right there. That's nice. Good. Verse 1 is likely to be for some soloists. If you are interested in, after tonight or whenever, in potentially doing that as a solo, you could make a really quick recording on your phone and send it to me. It'd be great. Got some recordings earlier today. So very good.
Is that indefinite that the verses will be solo?
Well, that's the plan, but we need people to audition for them if we're going to do it that way. Yes? Good. And if nobody does, we'll come up with another plan. Okay? Good. Can we do the end?
Age.
So, yeah, we do a lot of repeating in this and basically the same general kinds of things, but the end is a little bit different. Let's do, let's go from page 32 at the top. Both parts together, I'll help out voice three. It's a little bit harder to hear. Ready? One, two, ready, go.
Love is yours, life.
As soft and gentle as a sigh, the multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside, it flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a very gentle thing. Good. And then?
Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
So if you're singing voice three at the end, it sounds like this.
Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
So very similar to what you had before, just with a different rhythm. And if you are singing voice one, you're gonna go,
love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
Up on the side note at the end to get our nice chord. We try both those parts together from that page, 34. Yeah. One, two, ready, and go.
Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
Voice one, people, yeah. That's it. Nicely done. And we'll practice this with our other counterparts a little bit later. Does that sound okay? Mm-hmm. Questions about that? Everybody know what to do there now? Which parts to be on? Good. That's the clarity we want. Okay. Can you look at Crowded Table for me? Page 35. My daughter decided she likes this song 2 weeks ago, and now we play it all the time. My daughter's fine. So she wants to listen to every song that she likes every time she listens to music.
Did you get the concept of holding your hand as a building her confidence to let go?
Yeah, she does not get that concept yet. But we'll keep working on it. I know, we'll work on it. I did teach her what metaphors were the other day. That was important, so there you go. All right, let's try from the beginning and see how we do in this baseline. You ready, set, and go. And then, yeah, and then sopranos and altos, yeah. And then they go,
I can be a street light, showing you the way home.
Yeah, good. And that's the if that we need to be really ready for, because it's going to go,
I can be a street light, showing you the way home. If you can hold my hand. Place by the fire for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Let me play that for you. Yeah, take a listen. Here's the chorus at the beginning. It sounds like this. I'll go slowly. This is page 37, measure 25 at the bottom. It sounds like this. 25, bottom of page 37. Two, ready, and go. Confusing, it goes and bring us back together when the day is done. Try that and bring, ready and go.
And bring us back together when the day is done.
Good, and can you all say together?
Together.
Yeah, together, as opposed to together. Yeah. Nice, does that feel okay? On the chorus there? Let's go on. So let's all do the solo part. Again, this is another one you could just record yourself singing in 2 seconds and send it in. If we want a garden, we'll start there. Ready, set, and go.
If we want a garden, we're gonna have to sow the seed. Plant a little happiness. Let the root.
On that page, because that's the last part that's a little bit different. Try that with me.
If it's love, ready, go.
If it's love that we give, then it's love that we reap. If we want a garden, we're gonna have to sow the seeds.
And then we do the chorus again.
I wanna
make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And again, that's recorded and it's on your practice tracks if you want something to check in on there. Feel okay?
So that's a solo that's through 53, that's right?
Well, again, it's going to depend on how the auditions go. Definitely a soloist at 30 on page 39, like measure 41. It's possible that it will be like a solo quartet on page 40. And if we don't have enough people audition for it, then we'll all sing it. Yeah. And definitely everyone back in at page 41. Yeah. I should say, the thing about auditions is if we are, for people who are passionate about learning it and spending extra time doing it is what I should say. That's how we know from auditions. Finding the right people who will want to put in a little extra time to get started. So if that could be you, feel free. Okay? Great. Can we look at page 43? This is the door is always open. Again, one more little different part. I lied before. This is the last part that's different, I think. So it goes like this.
The door is always open. Your picture's on the wall. Everyone's a little broken.
And then we get a nice bass moment here.
Everyone belongs, yeah, everyone belongs.
And back into the chorus.
I wanna ask.
So that everyone belongs, you do the same thing as the altos on the top of 44, and it's a fun bass moment. So you're gonna be ready for it, waiting through your rests, and then jump right into your entrance. Let's try "The Door Is Always Open," top of page 43. Okay, ready? One, two, ready, go.
The door is always open, your picture's on my wall. Everyone's a little broken.
Yeah.
Everyone belongs.
The end there. Can you just sing "Everyone Belongs"? Yeah, just that measure. And don't look at your music. Just goes,
"Everyone belongs, yeah."
Try it. Ready, go.
"Everyone belongs, yeah."
Two more times. Ready, go.
"Everyone belongs, yeah."
One more time. Ready, go.
"Everyone belongs, yeah." Everyone belongs.
You got it. That's the big moment where you want to just be up and out and engaged. Yeah. Good. Can we try the whole thing at 43 one more time? One, two, ready, go.
The door is always open. Your picture's on the wall. Everyone's a little broken. Everyone belongs. Yeah, everyone belongs. I want a house.
Ending together with everybody, it's just like fun, fancy chords with Ruth. Won't be too complicated, as long as we sort of count and watch. At the end, for the most part, we're together in the same rhythm as everybody else, so I'll be going like this, and like that, and then pointing at altos, and then having you sing.
You
so if you just watch it there.
Low F's on that
final? Say it again?
Do you want any low F's on that final?
Low D? Yeah, sure. Yeah, you have low D, and you want to do that if you want to go... Day is done. Sing that. More power to you. That sounds great. Okay. Good? Okay. The chant which is next is "All Together." So we're going to skip that for a minute because we'll work on it all together as a group. Can you look at "Closer to Fine"? How's "Closer to Fine" feeling for you?
Yeah.
Well, you sounded good. Was it last week that we did this, Faces?
Yeah.
It was last week. I can't remember the weeks anymore. You sounded good. So we'll see if that's real. Page 53. Ooh. So you got ooh. So that's 53. Page 53. Measure 19. Can we give it a try? One, two, ready, go. Rest. Rest. Keep going, basses.
I went to the doctor. I went. From the fountains.
rest, 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 rest. The closer I am to life, the closer I am to life.
Very nice. Look at page 56, the second measure at the top. When you go up to the B, you're the only voice that moves. So that note in particular is really important, this one. Closer I am to find, that one. We can give a little accent or a little extra emphasis to, it'll help us out. Yeah, that makes sense, basses? Great. Let's keep going, which is really trying it again, because the same thing happens again, yeah? So if you flip ahead to page 58, try it. Bottom of 58. Two, ready, and go. Rest, rest. Rest, rest, and then you get a measure off, and then another measure. One, two, three, four.
I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked.
Those two sort of things down. And closer I am to find. You've got most of the song. Yeah? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Can you flip ahead? Again, we do more oohs. I don't know that we need to, do we need to practice that anymore? You feel okay about that?
Yeah.
Then the chorus at page 65 happens, but we have extra words, so I want to do that once. Yeah. I went to the doctor. This is page 65. Here we go. One, two, ready, go.
I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. Yeah, we go to the doctor. We go to the mountains. We look to the children. And we drink from the fountains. Yeah, we go to the Bible. And we go through the workout. We read up on
exactly. Keep going. The tenors go.
The closer I am to God, the closer I am to God, the closer I am to God.
Great question.
We have to write an essay about it.
You do, you have to write an essay about it for my class. My class, it's on a list of things that are called songs that make no sense. Because the words are a little bit of a conundrum. Yeah. But the tune has been popular for a long time. It was in the Barbie movie recently, and you know, very, very popular tune for Indigo Girls. There are a lot of songs that make no sense that people are like to sing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's right. You can put whatever you think it means. I have some ideas. We can talk. Good. Does that feel okay, everybody? Not too crazy basses, right? Okay.
I just have a
time. Yeah, please.
One of those niggly questions about.
I'm ready.
The closer I am to find, we're coming in with a really good thought.
Yeah.
16th note. Do you care?
It should just be. It should be a little shorter. Thank you for reminding me of that. I wanted to say that. So when you're when you're hearing.
Must I seek my souls?
The closer I am to find. Right, so it's just 16th note. It goes one, two. The closer, one, two. The closer. Right. So a couple people are doing it like an eighth. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple people are doing it like an eighth note right now, and we want it like a shorter 16th note. Yeah. Does that help?
That's helpful.
Good, thank you. Can we look at Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal for a little bit? This one. is a good one to practice with your resources on the website as well. There will be some rhythms in here that are a little tricky, but some that are not. So this is page 71.
Yeah.
We'll see how this is going at the beginning.
This is from a spiritual, right?
It's from, no, so it's from, and I actually don't, I meant, oh, I said I was going to look that up. I better figure it out. The tune comes from, it's called Invitation, and I don't know if it's from an American folk, like, shape note tradition,
okay.
Which comes from, comes up through, like, there was some from Appalachian churches and New England churches, some of the kind of, and then some into the South, too. But different from spiritual, which came out of, like, African-American slave communities, yeah. But very similar musical material. Yeah, it's like, it's this, right? It's not, nothing in America is ever like that. All right, so here we go. So we get, hark, I hear the beginning. Let's try. Ready, go.
Hark, I hear the harps eternal ringing on the farther shore.
Repeat.
As I hear those swollen waters with their deep and solemn roar.
That rhythm in page 72, third measure, we get, this is our beat, which is three half notes. And so the quarter notes go like this. And most of the time, excuse me, most of the time, we're doing it like this. One and two and three. Does that make sense? But in that measure, last measure of page, of the top of page 72, we go like this. Where we group them into 3 plus 3 instead of 2 plus 2 plus 2. It's a math lesson in the Mystic Chorale. So instead of going, like, I'll go from measure 10. It goes, Lu-yah, ha-le-lu-yah, ha-le. So the meter doesn't actually change, just the little things that get emphasized change a little bit. Listen to that again. Here's measure 10. Lu. Ya, ha, le, lu, ya, ha, le. So like groups of three instead of groups of two. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yeah.
Great. You try it with me from measure 9, last measure on page 71. Low basses, high basses. Here we go. Ready, set, and go.
Ha, le, lu.
Can we do that again? Can you put a little more space between the first note and the second? Like this. Ha, le. Try it. Yeah, ready, set, and go.
Ha, le, lu, ya. Ha, le, lu, ya. Ha, le, lu, ya. Ha, le, lu, ya.
Very nice. Good. Well done. Okay. Going on. End my soul stained with sorrow. Can you give that a try? Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready, set, and go.
End my soul stained with sorrow.
Mm-hmm. good. So we're going to do this a little bit separately, just for a minute here. You did a great job at 25. Here's the low bass part first. It sounds like this. Listen once.
Hallelujah, 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 I am.
It's a little tricky and complicated to read. That rhythm at the end goes,
hallelujah, I am.
Listen to it one more time.
Hallelujah, I am.
Yeah. Try that measure with me, low basses. 31. Ready, set, and go.
Hallelujah, I am.
Very nice. One more time. End.
Hallelujah, I am.
Very good. One more time.
Hallelujah, I am.
You got it. That's pretty good. Can you try, can we try bass ones now? Oh, sorry, bass twos need to sing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Measure 25. Ready, set, and go.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Nice job. We try bass ones now. In the middle bass ones, you get the melody.
Where are you?
Page 74,
yeah.
Measure 25. Yeah. We're going to do whatever we can with that bass ones.
Hallelujah.
It does not need to be the most pretty sound you've ever made. We'll try it. Let's see what we have. So we're going to try it 25. Listen to it once, basses.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, head voice.
Head voice.
Totally fine. Totally fine in head voice. Yeah. Can we try it, bass one, people?
Hallelujah.
25, yes, thank you. Ready, set, and go.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
And this part that says souls have crossed may end up being a solo. So consider that as well. That's one more TBD. Baritones, I want to point out one other thing to you. The alto ones have the tune. A beat before you. So you echo them. It's going to be like... Well, better than that. But the point is, when you hear them sing, you're going to go, "What? I'm supposed to do the melody." But you're supposed to be a beat behind them. Don't be thrown off. Got it? Mostly? Okay. Good. Can you flip forward in this one to the end? Let's try. Sorry. Page 76. Almost done. You're doing a great job. Ready, set, and try.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Good. Could I have just the bass twos, low basses, from page 77, measure 45, second measure at the top. This is similar to the structure that we had before. So here it is. Ready, set, and go.
Hallelujah, 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 I am.
That's nice. Very good. get in that rhythm at the end. Again, best not to look at it, best to just hear it and feel it.
Hallelujah, I am.
If you can loop it a couple times, you'd be in good shape. And this time, bass ones, you get to sing the same melody you just did, but you get to be leaders.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what we had before. We're going to go,
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the great I am.
As a leader this time. That's it. Page 77. Pick up to measure 45. Actually, let's do all of measure 44. So it's going to sound like this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So you're going to say, hallelujah, hallelujah. In that measure, you don't get to finish the word hallelujah. You have to say, hallelujah, and breathe. It's given on the melody. Make sense, space ones? Here's measure 44.
So we're saying it at the loop.
Yeah, bass ones will go,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Try it, bass ones, try it with me. Ready, set, and go.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to the great hallelujah.
Make sense? We try both those parts together from page 76. Measure 41. Nice and strong. I love loud mistakes. Yeah, make a loud mistake and then we'll know. Ready, set, and go.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah. Keep going. Remember, at the end, you get the melody. And nobody else does. It's the only song I know that ends that way, with the baritones having the melody and nobody else having it. Very impressive. Yeah. Okay, so yes, please.
On 33.
Yes.
I assume the bass two is coming for the next 7 minutes and 8 minutes.
So I think that that may be a solo moment, and we may just hum. So we may have our baritone soloist do this. It's one of the ways for this to be done. That's the tune. And so low basses, we may sort of go. In the background.
But as of now.
As of now.
Bass ones are doing.
Yeah, right. Well, there's no solos yet, so bass ones would just sing the tune there. That's right. Exactly. And that'll be on your practice track, too, so you can practice it. Yeah. And if you'd like to do a solo for that one, this is another one you could send me a recording of. Good basses? We're out of time, but this is pretty good. We made it, like, most of the way through the packet. Pata Pata is fine for basses and a little more of a choose-your-own-adventure situation, too. So that's great. Thank you for your work. Did this help?
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
Helpful in some way?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much. Well done. And we will see you in a few minutes in there. I've got a recording of this, so it will...